What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 189. All right, so I am here to talk to you about one of my favorite quotes. Also, kind of something that happened this week that put us on a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a tilt for a minute. But, you know, kind of using one of my favorite quotes and kind of some of the things that we've gone through, was able to kind of start working through this. Still not all clear yet. But I'm hoping that this will be a podcast that provides you with some context as to maybe as you get to the next level and some of the things that you'll be met with, but more importantly, like how you get through it. So again, take a little personal experience this week, what happened, kind of how we made some pivots and adjustments, and now what we're doing to get through it, and it's going to help you as well. Also, too, speaking about helping you, eat yourself some red meat, people. Like, I'm so sick of seeing, like, all these weirdos, and they're all, like, you know, all veganed out, and they have no muscle structure, and they just look like they're dying. You know, you got to eat meat, and more importantly, you've got to eat, like, good quality meat. Like, you want to know where it comes from, what's put in it, how it's raised, all that stuff. You guys can follow us on Instagram at at crossomeats. To see all that stuff. We try to document a lot of it. But again, make sure you are at least going to crossomeats.com. Again, crossomeats.com. Check out some amazing American-raised beef. Your taste buds will thank us for it later, and your body. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, excited to have you along here today for another solo episode. All right, so, you know, we had some things kind of happen this week that were less than ideal. And the reality is that I think a lot of people don't realize, if you're not in it, you know, if you become, you know, maybe like a landowner and you have few thousand acres, or maybe even smaller than that, whatever. Or, you know, maybe you build a really, really big business, or, you know, maybe you've climbed the corporate ladder and you finally get that position that you've always wanted. One of the things that I feel like aren't talked a lot about, kind of maybe as you're in that growth phase, or when you've maybe even achieved some of those things, is that, human nature still applies. And you guys all know, like, I talk about human nature a lot, right? I do, because it's almost like the further away that we get from so many of the, you know, like human nature, the further away that we try to move from it or try to avoid it or try to pretend it doesn't exist, the more it just keeps kind of hitting us in the face as a culture, right? And a lot of that, to me, comes back to there is human nature. It's like certain laws of nature that don't change. Like, we may have better technology. We may have, different attitudes or outlooks on the way things should be, but there are certain things that do have to adhere to human nature. And part of human nature, if you don't know much about history, is it's a lot of times people having something that somebody else wants and then them fighting over it and that person trying to take it from them, right? And that could be countries, it could be holy lands according to one person, or it could be, when you're a little kid and the other little kid has the toy that you want, it's like, oh, they have that toy and I want it, I'm going to go take it, right? Like, it's very, very ingrained in us as human beings to almost like covet other things, which is, in my opinion, probably why the Bible talks about like not coveting other things, right? Because if you covet them, you're going to want to go and take them, and you're not supposed to steal either, and you're going to want to go steal them. So it's, you know, when you kind of break some of these scenarios down, it's pretty easy to understand why these happen. Now, I'm not sure why we're wired that way. I'm not sure why it is in our nature to want to take stuff from other people, right? Or, you know, maybe you're one of those types of people that you only want a man if he's got a girlfriend, or you only want a girl if she's got a boyfriend, because you want what you can't have, right? Like, some of those things are kind of almost like ingrained in our makeup. And so when you build a really big business, for example, there's probably going to be people who would love to take that from you, right? They would either love to copy you and steal all of your customers, maybe they would like to come in and do a hostile takeover. You know, Elon Musk did that with Twitter, essentially. So there's different ways that you can go in and you can take stuff from people. And sometimes it's legal and sometimes it's not. So I tell you all of that because this week we've been kind of dealing with that. Because of the fact that we have a very, very beautiful ranch here, there's always going to be people who want to take that from us, right? And at the very beginning, when we first took over and you know, kind of went through some things there and, you know, some of the buyouts and some of the stuff that, you know, people trying to backdoor us and just a weird thing. Like I talked a little bit about it in the first couple episodes, if you ever want to go back and listen to that, but it's kind of been this way to a certain extent from the very beginning of us taking this over, where just kind of weird stuff. People try to make your life miserable, so maybe you'll sell out to them, or, you know, try to make your life miserable so they can, you know, convince you that you need to sell out. You know, there's things like that that happen. I'm not going to go too far into this this specific situation. Maybe I will in another episode, but I'll just leave it at that. So it kind of brings me back to a quote, because one of the things, like if you've gotten to that point in the business and it just feels like people are coming at you and they're trying to take what you've earned, right? They're trying to, you know, take your employees, or they're trying to, you know, take your ideas, or they're trying to take your marketing campaigns and try to steal them, all this stuff. I think it's really easy to fall into this, like, would they just leave me alone? Like, oh my gosh. Like, I know I feel that when people are like messing with us and, you know, like, you know, we get threats from certain people about cattle, and if they get in the wrong side of the fence, and, you know, and other people making these other threats. And it just is something that happens when you have quite a bit of land. And again, it's a pretty desirable piece of land. And so it probably is even more intensified because of that. And so again, whether it's a business, maybe it's a beautiful, maybe you have a beautiful girlfriend, maybe you have a really handsome husband, whatever it is. If you have something that maybe other people might want, right? I guess it could be a person. But whether it's business, maybe it's land, you know, all of these different things, there's always going to be people who want to take that from you. And I don't even know if it necessarily makes them bad people. It just means that it's human nature and people want to take other stuff, like I mentioned. So when you start realizing this and you start understanding it, it becomes, like I said, it can become very, I don't even know. Like, I wouldn't even say like frustrating, because of course it's frustrating, but it can almost become kind of sad. Cause it's just like, you know, you feel like you're doing the right thing. Maybe you feel like you've done all the right things in your business and you've treated people the right way. And, you know, you've tried to make it right as much as you can. And this stuff still happens. People still keep coming at you, trying to take what you have. They keep coming at you, trying to knock you down a peg, whatever it may be. Right? Like maybe in our case, like with our ranch, it's like, you know, we do the best that we can to try to, you know, do things the right way and, you know, run our businesses the right way and, you know, take care of our cattle and all of those things the best that we can in the right way. And then when maybe somebody you feel like kind of wrongs you, it's very easy to almost like take it personal, right? And not take it personal in the fact of like, oh, I want to go get that, you know, that sucker or whatever. It's like you take it personal and almost can like kind of make you sad and be like, you know what? Like, why is this happening? I don't understand it. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't feel like I did anything wrong. Like, why won't these people just leave us alone? Well, you can do that. But the reality is it's not going to change anything. Okay. So it really doesn't do you any good to sit there and, you know, why is this person doing this to me? And why won't they just leave me alone? And, you know, why can't we just get along and stuff like that? And it's, you know, I think if you're a pretty reasonable person, you will have those thoughts. It just won't make sense to you. But then again, when you come back to human nature, it makes a little more sense. But it got me thinking, and there's a really, really good quote around this, because I think most of us, maybe if we built a business, maybe we have acquired land, maybe, you know, you have got Mr. Right, Mr., you know, Mrs. Right, whatever it is. And then you see people kind of trying to take those things from you. You can wonder why. But the reality is that it comes back to, I don't believe that anything great is going to come easy. I don't believe that most things that you accomplish in your life that are great are going to be easy. There's going to be struggles and there's going to be fights and there's going to be, you know, there's going to be almost like test points, right? To where you're being tested. It's you know, and I don't know why this is, but again, I feel like anything that you do, you know, even like with, you know, getting in shape, right? we would love to think that we can just take some pills and we're going to be so fit and in shape and all this stuff. But any of you who have ever gone through like a weight loss journey, you understand how painful it is. Not just from like maybe working out, but how painful it can be to have the willpower to turn down food in certain circumstances or, you know, limit the portions of food that you're eating or the types of foods that you're eating. Like it can be almost like painful. It hurts to see all this cake and not be able to eat the cake or whatever it is, right? Like there's all these different things that are painful about it. But once you move through the pain, usually the good stuff is on the other side. And I feel like that is so true when it comes to building a big business or when it comes to, maybe owning a big chunk of land that maybe other people like. So it comes back and John F. Kennedy once said this, and it's one of my favorite quotes, which is, do not pray for easy lives, pray to be stronger men or women, right? But it's basically saying like, don't pray for an easy life, because an easy life will never get you the results that you want to get. An easy life would be maybe, I guess, sitting on welfare, not owning anything, not really having any purpose. People might consider that to be an easy life. But what do you also not get when you do that? Well, no one's ever going to remember you when you're gone. No one's ever going to think that you impacted and helped their life. No one's ever going to look back and you know, be so grateful that you were alive because you helped so many people, or you did this or you did that, or you contributed into all these different things. Like, you're just going to be somebody who woke up and breathed air and then died. So the good stuff is always going to be when you become stronger. And, you know, like I've told this story before, but it was so impactful for me that I think it's worth kind of talking again, which is, you know, I remember my old boss talking about, you know, being like 3-4 years into the business that he was building and him saying, you know, if this would have happened when I first started, I probably would have just folded the company, right? Because I wouldn't have been able to handle it. And even in my own life, there's been so many things to where I look back when I was younger and I was so much mentally weaker to where it's like, there's no way I could have dealt with that situation, you know, or a current situation when I was back then, because I was just wanting an easy life. I was wanting to do nothing. I didn't have like a whole lot of goals or aspirations necessarily. Like, I mean, I've always been somewhat driven, but when, you know, like my early 20s, it was kind of a waste. You know, then I started my business and I probably didn't push it as hard as I should have. And, you know, there's a lot of things you look back on and it's like, well, yeah, because my goal was just trying to make it an easy life. And by doing that, you end up a lot of times making it a really, really hard life, just in a bad hard, not in a good hard. And so the further along that I kind of get as I go through life, you start understanding, it's like, no, we shouldn't be hoping for an easy life. An easy life isn't going to be fulfilling. An easy life isn't going to be impactful, right? Because if you're doing big things, it's going to ruffle some feathers the wrong way. Some people are not going to like it, because just like crabs in a bucket, when you're trying to climb out of the bucket, there's always going to be all these people trying to bring you back down. Well, if you're trying to do big things in your own life, there's always going to be a certain component. For some people, that's family members. For some people, that's, you know, close friends. For other people, it's, you know, maybe it's distant relatives or whatever that are always trying to bring you back down and trying to, you know, that guy just needs to be popped down around, you know, he's getting a little high on his horse or whatever, right? But the reality is that as you exceed and you get a little further and maybe you acquire these different things, I don't know that a lot of people tell you what's kind of waiting for you there. And maybe, you know, it's not a sexy sales pitch to get you to buy their course or to, you know, invest in their coaching program or whatever it is. If they're to tell you, yeah, we can help you do all this, and then it's still going to be hard, right? It's like, no, we're going to tell you all these things to make you know how great your life is going to be. If you just give me your money, then your life is going to be perfect, right? And it's like, no, like, it's almost like sometimes the more successful you get, some of the things that you go through are even harder and harder and harder, right? Because a lot of times the problems that you're signing are bigger and bigger and bigger. And I remember, like, I think it was President Obama several years ago, and whether you like him or not, like, he said something, and it was so true, which is, I think someone asked him something about how hard it is to become the president, and he said, well, the hard thing is that you're only faced with the really, really tough decisions when you're the president, right? Because all the easy stuff gets handled by all the people below you. And in a business, it can be the exact same way, right? It's like, all the easy stuff's been handled by the people below you. So really, the only decisions and the only things that you're going through are like the really, really big things, the really, really hard things, Because again, if they were really, really easy, somebody had already solved them and it never got to your desk or never got to you. And so as you hopefully are aspiring to do more and to be more and to maybe acquire more, you have to understand this is part of it. But the good thing is that you will get stronger. So one of the things, you know, that I always am thinking about and really even praying about is, so I never, and I'm not telling anybody how to pray. I'm far from anybody telling you that. But one of the things that I do pray for is wisdom, right? Like that's one of the things that I really, really pray about achieving is wisdom. You know, you go back to King Solomon and all the wisdom he had, like in the Bible. You go back to so many people who are successful, it's based on their wisdom, right? And wisdom comes from what? Typically from experience and from learning. And so rather than me praying to have an easy life and to, you know, have smooth sailing and all of that, it's like, no, I don't desire that. What I desire, what I pray for is that I can achieve more and more wisdom. I can accumulate more and more wisdom. So that way I have the ability to offset all the stuff that comes my way. So like this week with all of this stuff that happened, not to say that it was great, like it really stressed me out for about 24 hours. But the reality is that then I started looking at it as, okay, this is almost like a challenge. Challenge accepted, right? Because it's like I said earlier, you can get into this stuff with business or anything else and you can be like, why me? Why won't they just leave me alone? Why won't people just stop? Whatever it may be. But then it's like, no, okay, it is what it is. And this is a challenge. And so I try to reframe it in my brain to be like, okay, how do I fix this? How do I solve this problem? And then all of a sudden you get out of that victim mindset. It's no longer why me, poor me, any of that stuff. And it's like, okay, we already know what we're doing. We're going to solve this problem and just need to move on. Need to figure out how we're going to solve it. But again, maybe 5 years ago, I wouldn't have had the capacity or the strength or the wisdom to be able to have that type of mindset. Because 5 years ago, I was way fatter and I was way less energetic and I was eating a lot worse. And like, I hadn't gone through, you know, building a business and running our ranch for as long as I, like all of that stuff was new. And there's a good chance it probably could have kind of cracked me a little bit, right? If not, just broke me right down. But again, as you get further, you start understanding, it's like, we don't want an easy life. We don't need an easy life. An easy life would probably be boring, right? Like even sitting on the beach and drinking Mai Tais every day, at some point that's going to be boring. At some point, it's going to be like, okay, well, there's got to be something else to do with my life. I mean, that's why I've always said, like, I'm not one of these people who want to retire. What the hell am I going to do when I retire? I want to continue pushing and continue, like, you know, hopefully gaining more wisdom. And not to say I maybe want to work every day all day or something like that, or be doing manual labor or be a Walmart greeter when I'm 80. Like, I don't want to do that. But I'm also not one of those people that just wants to sit around and have an easy life, right? No, like, I want freedom, time freedom, those types of things. But again, I'm not asking for an easy life. I'm asking for more strength, more wisdom. So as you go and you get further along, and I'm going to wrap this up here, understand that it does not necessarily mean that if you build a $1 million business, if you, you know, if you are running a $1 million corporation, you know, if you're owning thousands of acres, if you finally got that 10, you know, that hot dude, hot chick, whatever, you know, or you've reach the corporate ladder all the way to the top and you've got that position, that corner office, it's not going to be easy. None of those things are going to be easy. They're going to come with different challenges, different types of hard, if you will. But the good news is that you have the ability to be stronger. You have the ability to gain the wisdom. So as long as you know those things are coming, and sometimes now when some of these problems pop up like this past week, it's almost like, okay, yeah, it's been a little while since I've had a problem pop up like this, you know, kind of a big holy cow type of problem. But then it's like, nope, I'm not going to fall into the victim mindset. I'm not going to play poor me. I'm going to figure out what the hell we need to do. We're going to fix this. We're going to solve it. We're going to figure out one way or the other, come hell or high water, like we'll get through it. And I will tell you 100% that has not always been my mindset when things have happened. Like when I was younger and I see it in my kids sometimes, it's like you would get that poor me mindset and like, oh, why is this happening to me? You know, like, why me? And it's like, nope, you got to stop saying that. You got to stop figuring out like, how do I solve this? Not why me, not why is this happening? You know, there's going to be struggles. There's going to be problems. So it now becomes, how do I get through it? How do I get stronger? How do I get more wisdom? So again, I would leave you with that great quote, right? Very, very good one, which is stop asking for an easy life. Stop praying for an easy life. Start praying to become stronger. And as you become stronger, all of those problems, they won't seem nearly as bad. You'll be able to whip right through them and you'll just get to that next level and keep going. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.